had planned previously that the construction for the new birth center in Austin would complete by mid to late 2020. However, some recent staffing challenges, particularly physicians departing, have forced us to reconsider that timeline. We feel that it's not likely that we're going to be able to keep both units running at the two locations through mid to late 2020, as we are down to five physicians across both facilities. Family birth centers, as you know, need a large team of medical professionals, pediatricians, OB, physicians, anesthesiologists, and nurses. Given the urgent staffing shortage, one of the options we're considering is to move as early as the end of 2019. We want to take some time to interview and consult with internal as well as external stakeholders to see what that might mean. We want to be mindful of the anxiety that it provokes in mothers-to-be. The arrival of a child is one of the most memorable events in a family and mother's life. We want to make sure we do this correctly and walk the people through this process to minimize their anxiety and disruption that that might cause to their plans. So it's on the table. It's external factors forcing us. It's staffing needs, not having enough physicians. We've tried to recruit for a couple of years for an open position, have not found good candidates. And this is not just a problem that Mayo or Mayo Clinic Health System is facing. It's statewide, it's nationwide. Physician shortage and nursing shortage in rural areas is a reality, and we have to do the best we can with the available resources while trying to maintain and optimize services.